From Tidbits on March 30th, 2009, this is the audio version of What I Learned from Having My Laptop Stolen, written by David Blattner. That's me. Someday, somewhere, somehow, your computer will be gone. It will be stolen, or the hard drive will self-destruct, or it will be hit by a meteor. While the latter would at least provide you with an excellent story, having your laptop stolen, as mine was recently, just plain sucks. However, I did manage to learn a few things in the wake of disaster, and I wanted to take the opportunity to share them with you here. Three things are lost with a computer's theft: hardware, data, and privacy. I'll let others deal with the emotional aspect of loss, and instead focus on the practical ones. The loss of hardware is, in many ways, the least of your problems. Sure, it's money out the door, but as my mom once told me, you can always make more money. That said, I do encourage you to make sure your computer is insured. Many homeowner insurance policies do not cover computers that are used primarily for work, or those that are stolen off-site, like from a car. Be sure to check your policies carefully. I would also recommend installing tracking software on your computer. Of the various options on the market, I picked MacTrack by GadgetTrack for my replacement computer based on several factors. I really like the company's owner, whom I met at his Macworld booth. I don't like the idea of third-party companies being the mediator between me and the tracking data, as other companies do, and I like the relatively simple and straightforward approach that the software takes. If my new laptop is stolen, I log into the GadgetTrack website and I report it missing. The next time my computer pings their server, it sees the status and it starts occasionally taking pictures with the built-in EyeSight camera, and it reports its location based on whatever Wi-Fi address the thief is using. And those photos and data go directly to me, and it's up to me to give that information to law enforcement. There are a number of other products and companies that can track your Mac, including LoJack and Undercover. And while both programs have some interesting features, Undercover in particular does some things I'd like to see incorporated into a future version of MacTrack, such as taking screenshots as the thief works and simulating hardware failure to force the thief into bringing the machine in for repair. And both of those things are great, but evaluating those products should be saved for another article. So, tracking helps protect against the loss of hardware, but what about the loss of data? This was my biggest concern at first, considering that I kept everything on my laptop and was not that conscientious about backing it up. Lucky for me, I did have two things in my favor. First, I had been using SuperDuper about once a month to back up the whole laptop to an external hard drive. It's easy, cheap, and painless to back up a complete copy of a computer or make incremental backups regularly. Second, I had installed a copy of CrashPlan a year or so earlier. And CrashPlan is one of several programs on the market that sits in the background and backs up your hard drive to either an external drive, another computer, either on your local network or one connected to the internet, and that it has to have that software, of course, or it can back up to a central location. And I chose to store my data at CrashPlan's bank vault in Minneapolis for about $5 a month. About 2 hours before my laptop was stolen, I had stopped in at Glenn Fleischman and Jeff Carlson's office to say hi and check my email. And while there, CrashPlan quietly backed up a few more files without me even knowing it. And thanks to those few minutes of being online, I was later able to recover about 95% of my data. The only significant data I lost was the previous month's worth of photos in iPhoto, which I had for some reason instructed CrashPlan to ignore. That was not a good move on my part. Now, some of you may be asking, but what about Time Machine? Well, to be honest, it didn't work for me at first, and after 5 minutes of troubleshooting, I just got tired of it and I gave up. For those still curious as to how CrashPlan sizes up to Time Machine, you can find a comparison of the two options on CrashPlan's website. My next overwhelming sense of loss, and that which stays with me to this day, was the loss of privacy. I did use a program called KeePass to protect my passwords and some other private information. I actually now use 1Password, which offers far more features, such as autofill in login screens. But what about my Quicken files or photos of my family? Well, contracts and other business documents. Suddenly, all of that was in someone else's hands. After about 5 days, I logged into the CrashPlan Central server, and I saw that all the files that it was backing up had been deleted from my laptop. Or at least Crash Plan simply couldn't find them anymore. And that was a small relief, but ultimately I don't really know what happened to the data, which leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth. So here's how I'm doing it differently on my new laptop. First, in the security pane of System Preferences, I turned on the checkboxes labeled Require Password to Wake This Computer from Sleep or Screensaver, and Disable Automatic Login. Next, I created a new guest account in System Preferences. In the guest account, I set up parental controls so that a user really can't do much beyond log in, use iLife, surf the web, and so on. And more importantly, behind the scenes, I have granted MacTrack permission to run quietly. The idea is that a thief, not being able to log into my account, will find that they can log into the guest account, which will enable me to capture their whereabouts. And it may be a long shot, but it's better than nothing. On top of that, I have used Firmware Password Utility to lock my firmware, stopping anyone from reformatting the hard drive, launching it from an external disk, or even starting the laptop up as an external FireWire drive. For more information, see Apple's support article about setting up a firmware password. I'm sure someone will soon tell me that it's surmountable, but so far it seems pretty dang secure. I've implemented two other security options on my new computer. First, before leaving for a recent overseas trip, I dug out an old Kensington cable lock that I bought about a decade ago but never got around to using. Being able to lock my laptop to a table gives me a little extra peace of mind. Second, here at home, I also have two fireproof media safes for backup DVDs and CDs. Note that I said media safes. Regular safes may be fireproof for paper, but electronic media will melt in them. I had to get two because the space inside is tiny. The majority of the safe is concrete or some other heavy and thick material. There are still plenty of other security options I could choose to utilize. For example, I know Mac OS X has File Vault, but the fact that it encrypts the entire home folder, including gigabytes of photos and videos, just kind of puts me off. Ultimately, I feel that the measures I've taken are relatively inexpensive, easy to implement, and leave me with a comfortable sense of security. Sure, the NSA could crack it, and yes, a meteor could still do some serious damage, but if some jerk steals my computer again, I won't hyperventilate or panic. It'll be okay. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit tidbits.com. I'm David Blattner. Thanks for listening.